Today being the 11th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijra of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 12 days of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Amadibolo University Zara chapter, in the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus of the university, continues from the 19th ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Lukhina, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره وقياره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور التي تعرفت أعلى الطهيص told us that greatness and might belongs to Allah. You cannot get it just because of your own planning and scheming, like people are doing nowadays, scheming and planning and undercutting. All this that cannot take you to greatness. The real greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. So therefore, Allah is now giving us examples of directly opposite things for us to think about it. What is genuine is genuine. What is not genuine is not genuine. وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ. Think about it. الْأَعْمَى, the blind, wal basir, and the one seeing, la yastawi, can they be the same thing? Wala zulumat, and never the darknesses, wala nur, and the light, can ever be the same? Wala zil, and shade that is cool, wala harur, and heat that is piercing, can they ever be the same?
مَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَن فِي الْقُبُورِ.
وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الأعمى والبصير ولا الظلمات ولا النور ولا الظل ولا الحرور. وما يستوي الأحياء والأموات ولا الأموات. إن الله يسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور إن أنت إلا نذير. The same way we have said these things and compared them together. The same way the ولا الأحياء ولا الأموات. The one that is living and has life
Is it comparable to the one that is dead? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah is one that makes the one that hears, hears. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ. And you are not the one that can cause this one to hear. Who? مَنْ فِي الْكُبُورِ. The one that is in the grave. Here, there is material world and there is the intangible world. And there is still the world behind it. The tangible world, that is the material world that you can see, you need light. Allah is asking us here, Al-Ami, this one that is blind, all that is surrounding him, whether it is the house, whether it is the road, whether it is his father, whether it is his mother, whether it is his relative, whether it is even the food he is going to take, whether it is even the drink he is going to drink, all he cannot see it. Is he comparable to this one that can see? He will be able to take his food with his right hand and eat it, take what he wants to drink and drink it. But if this blind one has an assistance, will he refuse the assistance? This person is blind. He has to be able to live his life. Will he refuse to have somebody that will guide him to know that this is his food, this is his cloth, how he is going out? If he wants to go somewhere, he reach where his father is before he hears the voice of his father, this is his father, will he refuse assistance? So you need that humility to know that all of you, you are blind except the one that Allah has given sight to see. Then the one that has sight to see, all this we are talking now of the material world. When you cross the material world and you come, how does a person see? You have to have light, even for him to see, even if he has the power of sight to see. Allah says, is one, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. He gave you the power of hearing, of seeing, and of the faculty of thinking, your heart, but little do you overtake. Even if your eyes are good, if there is no light, can you see? No, you can't. So that's why in the pitch dark, you are not able to see. Your light is there. The light of your eye is there. But you need the other light that would shine on the material for you to see. The same way that Allah has given you light is the same way that there is light that can make you to see the intangible things. If somebody has a good character, how do you know it? How do you see it? If he's behaving very well and he has a good character, somebody will ask you, this person, how do you see him? Oh, he is good. Are you talking of he is good with regards to his body or his skin, or you are now talking of his character? Oh, I see you with the other person that day. That person, how is he? Oh, I see him as good. Here you are now talking of perception. So if somebody has no perception, again, he has basar, but he does not have basir. That's why in the Quran Allah is saying, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي السُّدُورِ. That Allah said in the Quran, for sure, it is not the sight that goes blind. It is the heart that's in the chest that goes blind. You need the heart in your chest to be able to have perception. So how do you get that light? To discern what is good, what is not good, how do you get it? It has to come from under too. Just like the light of the sun every day, within 8 minutes, the light sun comes out, we get the light on earth, it shows on everything, and we can see it. You also need the light, heavenly light, to come to you. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah says, from you has come to you light, divine light, and the book. Allah said in the Quran, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي ومن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها الله سميع عليم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياءهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. Here, ولا الظلمات ولا النور. Allah did not say, Allah said, وما يستوي الأعمى والبصير. He didn't say, والظلمات والنور. No, he said, ولا الظلمات ولا النور. With emphasis. Even though this one, you are talking of something intangible now, but with emphasis. Because this light that comes from Allah, there is no way it's comparable to darkness. رسولا يتلو عليكم آياته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah sent the prophet to rehearse light, to rehearse the Quran for us, so that he can take us from darkness to light. What light? Light that can make you to see that this is what Allah says is good, and that is what is good. It's on this basis that you are able to know how to worship Allah, how to carry yourself, the morals that is that behoves of you in front of Allah. When Allah says, وَلَا الزِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتِ وَلَا النُّورُ. Zulumat comes in plural. Nur comes singular. Because light is one. The light of Allah is one. Even if that light goes to someone who is not a Muslim, you still see him use the part of it that he has. But the most important part is the one that takes him close to God. Because لا يزني الزاني هنا يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق هنا يسرق وهو مؤمن. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the one committing fornication, the time is committing fornication, is not a believer. The one that is stealing, the time is stealing, is not a believer. Which means darkness comes in various forms. There is darkness of fornication, darkness of stealing, darkness of cheating, darkness of worshiping idol, but light is one. You don't need anybody to tell you. That's why Allah said, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is the guardian and the protector of the one that has faith, that believes. Allah waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He takes them from darknesses and takes them to where light is. Then the Prophet came to recite the Quran to you so that he can take you from darknesses to where light is. That's why we said that the Prophet, his work is not the kind of work we are looking at. Not how to build houses, how to make roads, how to give cars, no. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. To rehearse the signs of Allah to you, to purify you, to teach you wisdom. This is the work of the Prophet last time. So, وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتِ وَلَا النُّورِ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورِ. Allah has now gone from material to the intangible to what is not even present. وَلَا الظِّلُّ زِلًّا ذَلِيلًا. Zillu is the kind of shade we have in the hereafter that is cool, there's no heat in it, and it's enjoyable. Harur is the kind of heat you have in the hereafter in the hellfire. So Allah is telling us that we should differentiate. If today you are seeing with your sight and you know the value of it above the one that is blind, ask yourself, if you are blind, will you accept guidance from someone who is not blind? Then know that there is light also, there is darkness. This dark light that you are seeing from the sun, there is also another light that makes people, your heart, to be able to see. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That make your heart in your chest to see. Look for that light. The way a blind man will give his stick to someone who can see to cross the road for him, he doesn't know him. He has not seen him. But the man just said, please, let me cross your road. Oh, thank you, thank you. The same way, if you find somebody that has light, hold his hand to take you and cross you on the road. If you do that, you will end up in Zillan Zalina, in a shape of the judgment that is covering you, and you enjoy it. If not, you will end up in heat. So may Allah save us from heat.
Amen.
وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ وَلَا الظُّلُمَاتُ وَلَا النُّورُ وَلَا الظِّلُّ وَلَا الْحَرُورُ وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْأَحْيَاءُ وَلَا الْأَمْوَاتُ. And that's why Allah now says, therefore, Al-Ahya'u, the one that is living, is the one that has life in him. Anyway, that doesn't have the life of Allah in him is like a dead person. Because this, your body, is not you. You live inside your body. So your body is a corpse that came to life because of the soul of you that was put inside. And this soul was put inside from the time you are just 120 days old in the womb of your mother. Like the Prophet ﷺ, إِنْ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعْ هَلْكَهُ بِبَدْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَةً ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ فَيُمَرُّ بِأَرْبَعَةِ كَلِمَاتٍ. This is the time you are 120 days old, which is exactly 16 weeks. It is that time that life comes into the body, that it becomes alive. As long as you don't have this light in you, you are just like an animal that has the life of an animal. But the life of a human being, you have to be humane to be a human being. And to be humane is the morals that come with it that makes it to be humane. That's what it said. Well, al-amwat. So al-ahya, the one that is living and has life, is not like the one that is dead, that has no life in it. Well, al-amwat, wa ma anta illa Allah yusmi'u man yasha. Allah is the one that calls the one that hears to hear. Not you. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah was telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَلَا تَصَرْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Don't exhaust yourself because this will not believe. Allah is the one that will make somebody to be guided. At the end of the day, if Allah does not cause somebody to be guided, he cannot be guided. That's what Allah is telling us here. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسْمِعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ. You cannot force the one that is in a grave or in a corpse or in a tomb to hear. It's Allah that will make him to hear. Hear, know that the rule that I in the grave and they can hear. And Allah is saying this. Also know that the people that are alive, they can hear. But Allah is saying, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. All this, Allah is talking to all of us. Let us try to listen to Allah, to listen to the Prophet, to read the Book of God, to know what is said in it. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَسْمِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِي مَنْ فِي الْكُبُورِ إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا النَّذِيرُ. Then why, if the Prophet cannot cause somebody to hear, then why is he talking? إِنْ أَنْتَ إِلَّا النَّذِيرُ. You are nothing but a warner of the fear that is locking in front of everybody. Allah sent the Prophet to be a proof. When, like I used to say, tell people came into the university at the same day. They all had the requisites. They came into the class. Then the teacher has a discerning eye. He sees all of them and says, you are going to have first class. You are going to have 2-1. You are going to have third class. You is passed. You will fail. Then what will happen if it comes out like that? But you teach all of them. You give them all their exam. From their exam, everybody will determine. This one will determine that he's a failure. This one will determine that he's a first class person. That's why Allah sent us to the world. For everybody to determine where he is. Everybody believes that he should be the closest person to God, no matter how bad he is. But by the time he came to the world, and just this little thing in this world has taken you away from God, then you know there is no way you could have been close to God. Just naira, took your attention away. They are not telling you the truth, you cannot listen. Just position has taken your attention away from God. To come to the mosque is a problem. To give zakat is a problem. To tell the truth is a problem. You will even go to herbalist, to ritualist, because of what you are looking for. You see, Allah has proven to you now that you cannot sacrifice to be close to God. Let those who can sacrifice to be close to God be proven that they are the ones that can be close to God. In Anta, in Lana here, you just came to warn. So tomorrow people will say they were not warned.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَإِنْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَإِنْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ يَقُولُ صلى الله عليه وسلم إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ We are the one Allah is telling the Prophet that have sent you bilhaqqi with truth, bashiran, to give glad tidings of what is ahead of them, wa nadhiran, and to warn them of the dangers ahead of them. Inna arsalnaka bilhaqqi bashiran wa nadhiran wa in min ummatin illa khala fiha nadhir. There has never been a nation that a one was listened to. When you say Ummah is a group of people, either they are grouped because of the land they all stay together, or they came as a group because of their profession, or they come as a group because of their belief. Whatever brings people together and they stay in one place, you call them Ummah. وَإِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ There has never been an Ummah except at all the time Allah will send a warner to tell them the danger if you don't follow the natural disposition Allah has laid down. If you follow it, the good news ahead of you. Someone like Ali Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he all the morals in of every facet of it, he was able to take it on himself. That's why Allah described he alone as an ummah. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan. So an individual can be an ummah if all the different various morals that is required of a whole group, you attract it to yourself. Then everybody will see you are doing this, you are doing that, you are doing that, you are doing that. Then you become an ummah. If not, an ummah is normally a nation where all the morals that are required bring people together, whether as a profession or as a tribe or as people that are living on the same land. وَإِنْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ We have never had a nation except that we said to it a warner. Allah is telling the Prophet all this. So he knows if people disbelieve in him today, he should not bother himself. وَاللَّهُ يُتِمِّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ Allah will, this is life, it will continue to go and it will go to the end even if the non-unbeliever does not want it. Even if the mushrik does not want it. You can see till today, despite all that's happening in Nigeria, the light of Allah is still there. For those who want to go and take this light, it's there. Despite all that's happening, the sun is still coming out. As long as the sun is still coming out, the light of Allah is also coming. That's why Tawbah, the door is open until the day the sun will rise from the west, not from the east. Then the Tawbah will close. So, know that the light of Allah is there. The kuffar, they don't want the light of Allah. The mushrik, they don't want the light of Allah. But Allah says His light. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ
وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِهِمْ جاءتهم رسل بالبينات وبالزبر وبالكتاب المنير
وإن يكذبوك فقد كذب الذين من قبلهم جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وبالزبر وبالكتاب المنير. وإن يكذبك أول أو فرس صلى الله عليه وسلم your message, disciple, they put it to lie. They say you are lying, they deny your message. فَقَدْ كَذَبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. The nations before you, some of them are there that have also denied their prophets and put them to lie. When you can see فَقَدْ كَذَبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. This is despite the fact that their messengers came to them with clear messages, very clear. وَبِالزُّبُرِ. And they came to them with Zubur. Zubur is like Zabur of Adib Dawood, that is inscribed or hacked into wood, something that is inscribed. Wabil Kitab al-Munir. Or despite the fact that they came with book that is full of illumination and light. Here Allah is telling us today we have the Quran. Hujjatun min Allah nurun wa kitabun mubin. يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام. The verse of Islam, he used to call the Sahaba and he would draw a big root like this. And off it he would put a lot of branches. He said, these branches are the darknesses. But this center root is the light. It's very clear. Just follow it. And the body will follow it naturally. Everybody hears, but not everybody hears. As we are talking, some people are here. Maza qala anifa. When they read this, what was he saying just now? And they were there with you. The same thing in the classroom. Students are with you. The teacher is talking. After they finish, some of them are going to say, what did the teacher say? You will even come back the following day and say, did I not say yesterday? Somebody said, no, you didn't say it. No, he said it. You hear, but not everybody has hearing. Let us all try to have hearing. Nations before, these are nations they have put to light before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These two books that I mentioned, some people say Zabura here is what is mentioned, what is Zubur. Kitab al-Munir, they said, is the Torah. Some people say, no, it's the Quran itself. Zabura is always mentioned because it was inscribed inside a rock-like thing, so it never got lost. But the other one, the taboo, it was easy for people to adulterate it and change it. But the book itself, Inna nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Allah has promised that the Quran, He will send it and He will keep it. Up to today, nobody has been able to change the Quran. People will be telling you, this is your book, it's written in Arabic, why don't you try to get it in English? You can never write the Quran in English. You can only translate it into English. And translation means you will have to use your language and use your culture. So your culture and your language has entered, so it's no more the Quran. All translations, all of them put together, cannot serve for one letter of the Quran. It's not possible. Because when you are translating, you have your language. You have your understanding. That's what you are telling people. But the Quran is from Allah. It is meant for you directly. It's only when you understand Arabic that you can understand the Quran primarily, really, the way it is from Allah. Any other thing, everybody is just trying to explain what he understands. That's why when you go to translators, you will put four of the best translators together. And in some verses, you will be seeing what is almost contradictory. It's because their understanding is not the same of how it came. But if you understand it, if you understand Arabic, then you will be able to also take it. All Kitab al-Munir. So this is the Quran that Allah sent to us. Everybody should try. The minimum, like I used to tell people, understand this Fatiha. You can't come, since you are at youth, every day you stand before God, you recite Fatiha before any surah, and up to now you don't know the meaning. It's not correct. At least, ask somebody, what is the meaning of Alhamdu? Tomorrow, what is the meaning of Lillahi? Next month, what is the meaning of Rabb? The other day, what is the meaning of Al-Alamin? If you are doing this every day, before you spend a month, you will know the meaning of Fatiha. When you stand before God, you know what you are saying. Because Al-Musalli yunaji Rabbahu. Because Allah Ta'ala said, the one that is in front of Allah praying, he is having an intimate discussion with his Lord. Understand the discussion. Don't say, no, why is it in English? The English we are speaking now is not my mother tongue. We all learned it because of the stomach. How to get food for the stomach. If where I come from, I can earn my livelihood without English, must I learn English? How many Chinese people speak English? How many Russians speak English? All these things, we have to be very careful. Look at Japan, with all their development. How many of them speak English? Look at South Korea, North Korea, they don't speak English. So you learn this because of your trade. Because of the heavenly message, learn Arabic. Minimum, learn Fatiha and understand it very well. When you cast the book, look at Kazaba Bezna and Kablihim, Ja'atum, Bil Bayyinati, or Bil Zuburi, or Bil Kitabi Munir.
ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير
ثم أخذت الذين كفروا فكيف كان نكير. After the message has come to them, those that deny, after they deny, what happened? ثم أخذت الذين كفروا. Those that deny, I seized them. فكيف كان نكير. After I seized them, what was the end of it? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا كَانَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انقَلَبُوا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ انقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَضْحَكُونَ أَلَا رَأَيْتَ يَنظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. These people that deny Allah today, when they see you, they laugh at you. Look at this one. Look at his dress. He's an imagine. He doesn't even have food to eat. They laugh at you. Allah says, did we send you as their police? Whenever they go back to their family, they are happy that they are not like these people on the street that have nothing. Allah said, let them wait on their judgment. When these people will be in paradise and they will be looking at them in hell, it is that they will know who is denied. Allah is asking, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ. By the time I deny these people, نَصُرُ اللَّهَ فَلِيَسِيَهُمْ. Allah said, they have forgotten Allah and Allah has forgotten them. Wala, Allah is always warning us. Don't forget Allah for Allah to forget you. If you forget Allah and Allah forgets you, Allah is the problem. May Allah make us to remember Allah. That's why always we should be doing zikr. Even if it does not enter your heart, do backward integration. The more you recite it, a day will come, it will start entering your heart. A day will come, it will occupy you. If you try to forward integrate, it doesn't work. Backward integrate. The important thing is to integrate.
ألم تر أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وهم مختلف ألوانها وغرابيب سود.
ألم ترى أن الله أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرجنا به ثمرات مختلفا ألوانها ومن الجبال جدد بيض وخمر مختلف ألوانها وغرابي بالسود. Allah is now asking, how do you believe that it is your skin that can make you to be great? Don't think that because today you have riches, you are better than the one that has no riches. You are tall, you are better than the one that is short. You are light in population, you are better than the one that is dark in population. This is not it. Allah has his own way of doing things. Allah is now asking, Alam tara, don't you see? Anna Allaha, Allah for sure, anzala minas samaa'i ma'an, sent from the sky, water, down, فأخرجنا به, and by it we caused it to grow. فأخرجنا به ثمرات, a lot of fruits. This could look at them, مختلفا ألوانها. They come in different colors. ومن الجبال, also out of the mountains, جُدَدٌ بيدٌ وخمرٌ مختلفاً أنواعها. Also out of these mountains, you see some of them, جُدَدٌ بيدٌ, some of them you see streak white mountains. They are white, but with some streaks in them. وخمرٌ, some of them you see them red. أنواعها, they are colors also. وَغَرَابِ بِالسُّودِ, some you see it black, pitch black, and it's also mountain. Does it mean here that the red colored fruit is better than the green colored fruit? Is that the judgment? No. Does it mean that the black colored mountain is better than the red colored mountain? No. That is not the judgment. That's all Allah has created. What is the judgment? The judgment is going to come down. Because whatever Allah creates, it has the covering, the flesh, and the seed. Even you as a human being, you have your covering, you have your heart, and you have your soul. Sheikh Ibrahim Yas, in one of his prayers, he was saying, وَلَا يَكُكِشِرُ الدِّينِ حَزْمُ حَبِيبِنَا بَلِ اللُّبِّ لُبِّ اللُّبِّ مَهَبُ أَتَعِي. Oh Allah, I'm begging you. Our loved ones, don't let it be that it is the covering that is their takeaway. Let it be the flesh. No, the knot inside the flesh. Let it be what you have given to them as their gift. In another place, you are saying, لِلنَّفْسِ أَيْبُنْ لِلْفُعَادِ أَيْبُنْ لِلْرُوحِ أَيْبُنْ لَيْسَ فِيهِ رَيْبُنْ. Know that yourself, there is some fault in it that needs to be corrected. Your heart has some fault that needs to be corrected. Even your soul has some fault that needs to be corrected. There is no doubt in all these things. That's what Allah is saying here. Don't you see? Before you claim that because you are the outside, the outwardness of you is what is determining your position. Don't you see? Alhamdulillah, anna Allah allama samaa'a ma'an fa sakna bi samaa'ati mukhtalifa alwanuhu alwanuha wa min aljibali judadun bidun wa khumrun mukhtalifan mutalifun alwanuha wa gharabi bisud. Don't you see that these things, they come in different colors? Is it their color that I use in judging them? Let us take the fruits. When you go to the market, you are seeing orange. Just orange alone. Some are green, some are yellow, some are light yellow, some are deep yellow, some are fat. You can go and say, no, this one is sweet orange, this one is grape. If you have never known sweet orange, what is inside it? You have never known the grape, what is inside it? Which one has a better skin? This grapefruit, big one, the skin is smooth. You just pick it, it's better. You open it, you want to take it, you go and find it is bitter. But somebody who has knowledge of the orange will tell you, no, this one is sweet. True to it, you buy it. But that bag that led you to buying it, you will peel it off. Which means it is not what you are requiring. That one was just an indication. Then, if it's inside the sweet now, you know, yes, truly this orange is sweet. But you will be told that there is something else in the orange that you cannot see as you are drinking it. There are vitamins in it. There are some nutrients in it. And you will be told that all these nutrients and vitamins, they are packed inside the seed. Because it's from this seed that the orange itself came up. All the nutrients you are seeing in the orange, all the vitamins you are seeing in the orange, is in the seed. So the same thing is not the way you appear that matters. Because this body is given to you as a vehicle. You that is inside it is what matters. It's not the way, if somebody comes together today, he is big, in a big car. It doesn't matter us. But if the heart is good, then we say he is good. Then, if the soul is good on the day of judgment, you will enter paradise. Because this body, after all, is going to go back to the ground. Just like when you peel the orange, you throw it on the ground. In my language, when somebody dies, you say he has gone. Which means, he was never the one you knew. It's only this body you need. The body has been peeled or peeled now. You go and bury it. But he, where is it? He's gone. That's what Allah is telling us here. So anytime you see rain fall and you see all this happen, then know this. In another place, Allah says, don't you even see the rain fall and the fruits? The same rain, the same earth, but the fruits are different. This one is orange, this one is apple, this one is strawberry, and it's the same land. Doesn't it matter to you that Allah does all these things? So the same thing when you go to the rocks, it's not their color that matters. The color is just an indication. It's not the real thing that matters. If this rock or the earth, if it is fertile, then you say it is good. If a geologist comes and sees what is inside and says, in this rock you are seeing it, but there are gold inside, you see the value comes up now. But outside, is that what you are seeing? No. No, in this rock you are seeing, but there's deep, volume of oil there, of petrol. The rock now, the government will now come and claim it, it's their own. But from outside, did you see it? No. So the same thing, you don't take the outside, outwardness of a person to judge that is great, is this. Or even the word is saying, or even all that we are preaching, because he is saying this, this. No. It is inside that matters. And that inside is not to Allah. You can only perceive it. Bakar Ali Musa.
ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف الألوان كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده علماء إن الله عزيز غفور
ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف الألوان كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده Ulama, Inna Allah Azizun Ghafur. Allah Ta'ala wa ta'ala is now telling us. For us to know the great person, let us know who he is now. Wa min an-nasi, the way you see different colors of fruits and mountain, wa min an-nasi, also of mankind. Wa dawabi, and also different animals. Wal an'am, and also livestock. That's how you see come, they come in different colors. Kazali, that's how they also come in different colors. Women and nasi, what the wadi, all an army, alwanhu, kazali. Who then? What then makes you to know the quality of a person? Innama yakshallahu min ibadihi al ulama. Innama yakshallahu, the one that has the quality of fear combined with love towards Allah is the ulama, that's the knowledgeable person. Inna Allah Azizun Ghafur. Allah Ta'ala is mighty and he is so much forgiving. Here, Allah said, Wa min an-nasi wat tawabi. Well, when you go to the market, again, you see livestock you want to buy. It's meat you want to buy. Sometimes you see a big ram, you want to buy it. The seller will tell you, take the other one, that one has more meat. You see, your house is bigger with more hair. Again, an animal. You see animals, some is big, some is small. Snake is coming, they say this is cobra, it's big. He's not as dangerous as this tiny one. This one, if it bites somebody, immediately the person dies. All this is with inside knowledge that you know which is which. But for human being, no. It's not that you are the one by your skimming. Mankana yudil izzata, falillahi izzatu jami'a. Ilayhi yas'adul kalimu tayyibu wal amalu salih afaf. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَكْرُ أُولَئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. These people that are planning, are scheming, that they want to become big before men, that's not what makes them big. Is, are you big before God? Here, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. There is another association that says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Our citation is saying that that book has and wash. It says, "Inna ma yaksha Allah min ibadihi al ulama." It is those that have khashya. Khashya is not fear. Wa man khafa maqama rabbihi. You can fear a particular aspect of Allah, but what is requested from a mu'min is khashya. Khashya. Qad aflaha al mu'minuna alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. It's like we explained the other day, that when a child is giving birth to, Allah teaches him love, teaches him fear combined with love. Your mother, you love your mother. You are close to her. You want to discuss anything with her. You are not afraid of her. You are doing. But what of your father? You love him. You know he's taking care of your mother. He's taking care of you, but you are afraid of him. And we are saying that this natural disposition that Allah has said, it must be left to be like that. Don't distort it. Today we have a lot of men, they want to treat their children like the women are treating the children. Also bringing them close up to the extent that the children can tell them anything. That's not natural. The natural thing is that a child will love his father but have some fear of him. Then you see your father too, love the king and has fear of the king. Because at the end, you love Allah. You want to meet with Allah, but you are afraid of Allah. This put together is called khashya. Fear is when you are afraid of something, you don't want to see it. You are afraid, you don't want to hear the sound of a gun. So we have to differentiate this. The ulama, they are the only ones that fear Allah. In another place, Allah Ta'ala is saying, when he was talking about who knows Allah? He said, only the ulama, they know Allah. Then he, in another place, Allah is also asking, who is great? So, Yafa'illah al-lazina amanu minkum wal-lazina utu ilma darajat. Anybody that has faith, iman, Allah has already given his position. But if you have knowledge, then he will give you in ranks, depending on your knowledge. No matter how much book you have memorized in your head, no matter how much intelligence you have, the one that fears Allah knows Allah more than you that doesn't fear Allah. Because the importance of knowing Allah is to fear Allah. Huh? Somebody comes, he's able to describe how a dangerous snake is. He knows it in and out, but he sees a dangerous snake coming and he goes to put his hand on it and he's beaten. Does he know snake? No. So the one that knows Allah is the one that fears Allah. So it's not the one that memorized, that knows. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim has again, he was saying in one of his poems, he said, وَذَا الدِّينِ مَوْرُوسٌ بِإِلْمٍ وَلَمْ يَرِسْ أَهُ الْجَهَلِ نَهَارِيرًا سَرِيرًا أَكَارِيرًا. This religion of ours, he said, you become its leader by inheriting the knowledge. Because This ignorant person, no matter how intelligent he is, and because he's the son of a great man, does not live in Islam because of that. You have to have the knowledge. And knowledge will show in you as fear, as humility, by your way of life, by your way of coming down on everything, by your way of accommodating people, by your way of hearing how you treat every aspect, every atom on earth, because you know it belongs to Allah. That's why the issue of knowledge is very important. You see people going You see, even ordinary desire, do you know it's a creation of Allah? If you know it's a creation of Allah, the lizard is not just disturbing you, will you just take stick and beat it? Let alone a human being. Let alone look at a human being with an eye that is not good. Let alone wish him bad. Let alone even want to sacrifice him for yourself. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Only those that fear Allah in truth are knowledgeable. That's what Allah said, I bear witness, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَأُولُ الْعِلْمِ قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah said, look, شَهِدَ اللَّهُ, Allah bears witness that there is none but Him. Only Allah bears this witness. Then after that, the angels are bear witness. Anything you are completely in your 360 degrees around you, you are dealing with Allah. 24 hours, you are dealing with Allah. One malaikatu, wa ulul ilm, and those that have knowledge, not only those that have knowledge, but those that have knowledge, qa'iman wil qist, because that I stand in with truth, so they are the ones that know Allah. Any other one, no matter your knowledge, you don't know Allah. You're only claiming that you know something. But Allah, no, you don't know Allah. Sayyidina Ali, he used to say that knowledge is better than wealth, is better than money. He said, knowledge protects you, but money, you protect money. He said, knowledge, if you spend in it, it increases, but money, if you spend in it, it decreases. He said, wealth, when you die, it does not follow you to the grave, but your knowledge will follow you inside the grave. That's why nobody can take your knowledge from you. Then this issue of color, today, all of us in this earth, our first father is who? I know the Adam. The prophet. Our second father is who? I know the Noah. Noah has how many children? Four. Sam, Ham, Yafisu, Kanan. In the Bible, they will say Japhet. They will say, what they have their own way of saying it. Then, Sam is the father of the Arabs. Ham is the father of the Habasha, the Ethiopians, the blacks. Yavisu is the father of the Romans. Out of the lies that the Jews, they said, Noah caused his son Ham. That's why the children of Ham are black. So the black race are children of Ham. They are black because he was caused by another Noah. Sheikh Ibrahim here, he said, one day I met somebody outside and he was asking me, sir, is it true that you blacks, you are black because your father Ham, Noah caused him? He said, no. Then he quoted this verse, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best of you is the one that, and the most noble of you is the one that fears Allah most, that is careful about Allah. Then he also quoted this, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءُ. Then he gave example. He said, you Jews, you are a Jew asking this question, you Jews, let me ask you. For over 400 years, you are slaves to Pharaoh. Pharaoh is black, he's a Coptic. Pharaoh is black, he's not white. But for 400 years, you people were his slaves. How come? Then what took you after the bondage? He said, it is Moses and Torah. It's when Moses came in the Mashallah when the Ulama with the book that it took you, Mina Zulumati ila Nur, that it raised your status. He said, look at the Arabs. For hundreds of years, Arabs were under Negus of Abyssinia. They were under the rule of Ethiopia. What took them out of it? So when the Quran came, with the Prophet, he came, it took the Arabs and took them above everybody in the world. So it's only the Prophet and the light of this group that can take somebody up and bring the other people down. So the question of black and white, that's how Allah wishes to create. So all this Allah is teaching us. If you want to be great, seek greatness that Allah recognizes, not greatness that Satan recognizes. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. Satan will always be promising you, don't spend your money, you will be poor. If you give zakat, you will be poor. If you want to go to Hajj, you will be poor. If you get another wife, you will be poor. So giving sadaqah will never make you poor. Going to Hajj will never make you poor. Getting married will never make you poor. No. Allah promises to forgive you if you go close to Allah and give you virtues in your anything you are doing if you go close to Allah. Let us go close to Allah. Inna Allah Azizun Ghafur. Know that Allah is one that is mighty, not your blind and skinny. Ghafur, forgiving, seriously forgiving, because Ghafur is excessive form of Ghafar. Yaqtir liman yasha, he forgives who he wishes to forgive. Ghafur is excessively forgiving. That is it.
إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور.
إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. الله تبارك وتعالى is not telling us. Then Allah, He have talked up to us about greatness, about what greatness is. The ulama, how do we attain this position of fear? How do we attain the position where we fear Allah, we love Allah, we want to be with Him, we can feel it? How do we attain it? Allah is now telling us, this is how you attain it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. For sure, these ones that are having the verses of Allah, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and stand up to pray to Allah, وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and spend out of what we have given Him, sirran, in secret, وَأَلَانِيَةً, and in broad daylight, in openness. This is good. They are the one, يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً, they are the one that are hoping in a trade, لَنْ تَبُوْ, that will never ever perish. Not the other ones. مَنْ كَانَ يُرْجُ إِذَةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْإِذَةِ جَمِيعًا إِلَيْهِ يَسْأَلُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُهُ وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَكْرُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُوَ يَبُورُ. This one, تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ. Your scheming and planning can never give you greatness. Whatever trade you have in scheming and planning, it will bring you to perish. But if you follow Allah, what are these that Allah has mentioned here? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, those that are reciting the book of Allah. Tilawa here. Tilawa here. Let us look at it. Is to be reciting the Quran. But it's taken from the word tala to follow. That's why the small of an animal is called tilu. The small, because it's always following the mother. Always following the mother. And that's how Allah has taught us. From youth, you're following your mother, following your mother, following your mother. Even your language, your mother tongue, you're following your mother. In everything. Then later on, you're following the whole family. That's how we're supposed to follow the Quran. The way a child is always following the mother, even if he doesn't see the mother, he's crying. Where is my mother? Where is my mother? Even if somebody takes him for some time, he will wait. After some time, he doesn't see the mother. That's how you're supposed to be with the Quran. Tilawa. If you are making tilawa of the Quran in salah, it's different from when you are making tilawa of the Quran without salah and ablution. It's different from when you are making tilawa of the Quran without ablution and not in salah. The least reward you have is when you are making up, when you are reciting the Quran without ablution and ordinary. For every letter you call, every alphabet, you have 10 words. First line said, La akulu alif lam mim, but alifun lamun mimun. When for everyone that you get 10 words, it's not alif lam mim, no, it's what if you say alif? Like Bismillah ar-Rahman, the ba is 10, sin is 10, mim is 10, bismi. Then, when you have ablution, it goes to 50. When you are in salah and you stand up, it goes to 100. Let us be reciting the Quran. Nalina yatula kitab Allah wa aqama salati, and stand up for Allah. Let's not, like I was telling people, even today in Nigeria, let us all go back to Allah and stand for Allah. Forget about these politicians. They don't want the world, they don't want even Nigeria. They're only planning, scheming. But if we go to Allah and stand for Allah, Allah will take us our own right and give it back to us. Allah will look for somebody who can carry this heavy duty and give it to him, and he will manage it very well. But we cannot do that if we see a useless governor coming, a corrupt governor coming, a corrupt minister coming. We all stand up. We are wishing that people should see us with him. You are even taking pictures with him. Then you're not telling the truth to yourself. So the way to get back to greatness in Allah. And those that are reciting the Quran, it is because of them that Allah is lifting all this evil. And reciting the Quran again back is the minimum we are saying. It has the inward. And it has inward of the inward. Like Prophet Muhammad said. But these are majlis you see on the street that are reciting the Quran. If you see them, dignify them. Allah does not bother about their dress. You are the one that bother about their dress. Inna Allah la yanzur ila suwarikum wa la ila ashadikum. Allah can yanzur ila suwarikum. Allah is looking at their hearts, not their dress. You are the one seeing them, oh, they are dirty. Take them out of the road. They are this. The land belongs to you. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. To heaven, the earth, all belongs to Allah, not you. Because of your ignorance, they should pack them out of the road. Wait and see your own end. Wherever you are. When you see them, if you can assist them, please leave them alone. If you can assist them, don't ask, why are people having plenty of children and they cannot take care of them? This is not the answer. The children are already there. What can you do to make issues better? That's what should concern you. Whatever you can do to make it better, do it. If you can do it, keep quiet. It was not like this before. The white people planned to see us in this situation. You that you are among us, see how you can assist us to take us out of the situation, not to plunge us inside more. This Almighty is telling us to be our own free education. Until the white man came and said he does not recognize it. He built his own school that will teach you how to get wealth and give it to him. And forget about Allah, forget about your parents, forget about every other person. Therefore, let's all go back to God. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa aqimus salata wa anfiqu mimma razaqnakum sirran wa alaniyatan. And whatever Allah has given us, let's always try to be spending. Like we said, every morning that we wake up, there's an angel in the hundreds of saying, oh Allah, the one that is spending, increase and increase for him. The one that is refusing to spend, Allah, take away from him. So that's why you find those that spend, you only find them at the end getting richer. Those that withhold, you find them at the end getting poor. This trade is with Allah. Allah dunukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin alim tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi wa tujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum wa anfusikum zalikum khairun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Allah said, will I not tell you a trade that you can do and is best for you? Believe in Allah and fight in the cause of Allah with your wealth and with your body. Everybody, they want to fight with your body, even with your wealth. If you cannot sacrifice your wealth to Allah, today when are you going to sacrifice it? When you are dead? And then you want the same position with somebody who is sacrificing his wealth to Allah? No, it's not possible. You want to marry a lady. Another person wants to marry the same lady. You are rich. The other one is rich. This one that is rich, like you, anything that he has to spend for the lady, he's spending for the lady. You are keeping your own. Until I marry her. Who will this lady prefer? The same thing with Allah. Whatever you have spent in looking for Allah, your bodies, take it off in looking for Allah. Your children, give it out in looking for Allah. Your business, give it out in looking for Allah. Your cars, give it out in looking for Allah. Allah is not saying that make yourself without anything, but فَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلِفِينَ فِيهِ. From what you have, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah save all of us. May Allah grant us paradise. May Allah make Nigeria great. May Allah take all these problems we're having in Nigeria away. This insecurity, this kidnapping, all these things, may Allah take it away from us. May Allah bring somebody that will be able to carry our country and give us security and assist us to get use our wealth wisely. May Allah strengthen us. May Allah forgive our parents. The food we are eating, the clothes we are going to wear, the house we are staying in, our rights, may Allah provide them for us. May Allah forgive all those that are assisting us. May Allah reward the Prophet, reward all Sahaba. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us to live this world with the kalima in our mouth. La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abki ar-Rahim. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ibn as-salat al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر لك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره بالدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Rain is coming, but we have to hurry, bro. Do it, inshallah. Yeah,